Blog Talk Radio.
The CMS report that said, and this is September before the launch, that you had the test had been passed successfully on the anonymous shopper. You testified that it wasn't, and that's why it was turned off.
Correct.
Are you prepared to say that, under oath, that the anonymous shopper was turned off by your knowledge, not your guess, not your hypothetical, but are you prepared to say the anonymous shopper was turned off because it failed the test? That would be your knowledge based on what you knew.
My words were not that it was turned on or off. I think that's actually technically incorrect. I said it was not made available because it failed testing. So you hand me this page 151, 152, which I have not reviewed just for correctness and accuracy, and I suppose you're handing me this other document that says...
Mr. Chow, what we're doing is we're saying that CMS documents show that the anonymous shopper tested positive. It worked. You said under oath, and I'm sorry that you may not have remembered what you said under oath, but when the minority asked you what is normally nice questions, self-serving questions, help you rehabilitate yourself questions, they're on your side, you said effectively that you gave a reason, which the ranking member used in his opening statement effectively,
right,
that the anonymous shopper was turned off for reasons other than political.
Because
we believe the anonymous shopper, the easy front door, the I just want to know what it's going to cost,
because
was not on, and in fact, if it was on, Mr. Park has said, you know, this had different components. That portion could have been much more effective. The American people could have gotten on and shopped.
This line of questions that I was answering about anonymous shopper is in the context of my knowledge, under oath, that it did not pass testing. And I have documents that show it did not pass testing.
Okay,
so when
Mr. Chow, my time has expired, but when HHS and CMS deliver us documents showing that it hasn't passed, we can have you back. Right now, the documents provided to us by the vendor show that it did pass on a CMS document. That document's placed in the record. If anyone would else like to understand that you've said it failed test, they said it passed test. This administration, in their absence of transparency, has refused to give us the document showing it failed test. But the document we have today, which says CMS all over it, which is in the record, says it passed test. It passed the test. You said under oath it failed the test. Our problem is the people you work for won't give us the document so we can fully understand that. Just as the people you work for won't answer a simple question to the Ways and Means Committee, which is how many people have signed up, even under a subpoena. With that, I recognize the ranking member to try to rehabilitate your testimony.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption.
Corruption. Corruption.
Until now.
Now. You feel that? You better hold on.
Shipmates, welcome to the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where if you like your freedom, you can keep your freedom. All right, we've got a lot to cover this morning, so if you want to be on the program, be professional, be nice. You want to call the captain up? I am your captain of truth, your captain of freedom, and the truth will set you free. So if you want to be a part of the program this morning, keep it clean, ask me an intelligent question. You want to argue with me? That's fine, but have an intelligent point. Don't just call me up to argue just to argue. That's counterproductive and tedious, and I'm just going to get rid of you. I won't put up with it. You got an intelligent argument? Bring it to the table. That's called democracy. That's how we get things resolved. That's how we get things done. As we talk, we communicate. So you want to be a part of the program this morning? 646-716-7978. That's 646-716-7978. Okay, let's get right into this now. Obamacare rollout, or, well, should we say the Obamacare stumble out. Less than 0.01% of only the 7 million that they so-called claim that they need to get this whole program going. So fewer than 27,000 people selected a plan through the website, thehealthcare.gov, compared with the roughly 79,000 who picked a plan through the 15 state-based insurance exchanges. Now, what I'd like to know, and of course, we can't get these numbers, and because, well, we don't have these figures yet, and, well, they do have the figures, they're just not telling you. How many of these people are actually paid customers that are actually paid? They have filled out all the information, and they sent either an electronic transmission or they sent a check-in or however you pay for it. I refuse to go on the website because I don't want my information being given to hackers. I don't have very much to steal, but what I got what I've got is mine. I can't afford to have anything stolen from me. Nothing. Not even $1. So how many of these people are actually paid customers? Of course, we're never going to get that number. They're not going to give that out because it's very, very, very few. Most of these are Medicaid. Most of these people signing up are getting all these subsidies, which subsidies are just means that's why your insurance premiums have just gone up. That's why your deductibles have gone up. That's why your co-pays have gone up. That's why your cost of medications have gone up. But of course, Obamacare was going to lower your premium, lower your cost $2,500 a year. Imagine that. You're going to save $2,500 a year. Keep your kids on your health care until they're 150. I mean, look, these are all great ideas, and there's nothing wrong with these ideas, and there's nothing wrong with trying to help out our fellow man, but we have to do it responsibly. We can't just say, okay, we're going to help this, but we're going to make these people over here pay for it. Do you think these people who force this, all these politicians who force this down your throat, do you think they would want to pay more? Of course not. But they don't care. There's no urgency to fix this problem. I mean, yeah, you've got numbnuts up there, Jay Carney, saying, well, the president says he's going to deliver a solution sooner than later. What solution? There's only one solution to this problem, and that is repeal. That's it. There is no other solution. You can't fix this. It's beyond fixable. And even if you do repeal it, now you're going to have to do quite a lot of work to get these insurance companies to go ahead and reinstate these people. It may not be that easy. There may be all kinds of issues ahead that we don't even know about yet. Not to mention they're going to have to change the bill. But if they change the bill, that's like throwing the baby out with the bathwater. What is just an absolutely for our press secretary to say? I mean, absolutely pathetic. I don't know what that noise was. I don't know if you heard it or anything, but I heard something over here. I don't know what's going on in the control room back there, but can we wake up this morning? Probably got the CMS healthcare.gov people working back there today, I guess. I don't know. But given these figures, let's just say, okay, these figures are accurate. Okay, they need 7 million. That's going to take, I believe the figure is like, what, 55,000 people a day? That's got to sign up every day from today until the March deadline just to barely meet 7 million people. Couple that with the website can't barely even handle 20,000 people a day, but they need 50,000 a day or over. I think it's like 55, whatever it is, whatever the number is. The website's not going to be working by November 30th, which is just 2 weeks away. There's going to be millions upon millions of people without insurance are going to be in limbo. They can't afford Obamacare. They can't get insurance on the side because these insurance companies don't offer free abortions. And that's what this is all about. Free contraception and free abortions. That's what they mean by these PARs are sub, I mean, these plans are substandard or subpar is what they call it. Because they offer free abortion and free contraception. Now think about that. Is it really the government's responsibility to pay for your birth control? To pay for you to kill your baby? So you can kill your baby for free. You can get free contraception now. Of course, the middle class is paying for it, but, you know, you get it. Are you happy now there, Miss Sandra Fluke? Get your free birth control now? Your face alone should be birth control enough, but that's just my opinion. I'm not going to elaborate. But you are a very pathetic and very misguided and very ignorant young woman. I feel sorry for you. But then again, I don't. Because all your wounds are self-inflicted. I cannot give you any sympathy. I feel sorry you're an idiot, because all the people around you, since you were born, taught you to be an idiot. So it may not be all your fault, but it still is your fault because you have heard the truth. We've all said it. The truth has been out there. If you don't pay attention to the truth, of course you're not going to hear it. But the truth is still out there. You were told in 2007, before the election, they were still campaigning. Hillary Clinton, of all people, told you about this plan. Of course, her health care plan wasn't any much better. That's the only reason why the president was out there pounding the drum, saying if you want your health care plan, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep it. That's why he was saying it. Because the Republicans and the conservatives out there were saying, whoa, wait a minute. People are going to lose their doctors. They're going to lose their plans. Their plans are going to be more expensive. So Obama comes out and says, no, that's not. You're going to lose your plan. It's going to be $2,500 less a year. You're going to keep your doctor, your plan. You're going to keep everything. It's going to be great. It's going to be wonderful. Really. Now you have people that if they are able to get this so-called Obamacare, which I don't call it very much care, but if they got cancer or anything, and anytime you have cancer, you've always got a million friggin' specialists that you have to go to. Well, now these people, they can't go to their local hospital like they used to anymore. No, they got to travel, you know, anywhere. You know for a fact that it's going to have to be. These people are going to have to travel hundreds of miles. You live in some place where there isn't, you know, you've got one hospital in the whole damn area. But because it's not listed under the Obamacare, I guess, qualified doctors or qualified hospitals, you know, the ones that give out free abortions. Well, then you've got to travel probably out of state. Won't that be nice? The quality of care has just dropped dramatically. If you get cancer from here on out, you're screwed. You get a disease, you're screwed. So all you people that supported it out there, and some of you were my friends, what do you say now? What do you say now, huh? Criticizing me because I dared to tell the truth that Obamacare was not going to lower your costs, was going to be more expensive, and you weren't going to be able to keep your doctor? You weren't going to keep your plan? It's going to cost you a lot more money? I was the jerk. Really? Since when does telling the truth make you the bad guy? Well, in our society, that's the way it is. If you're in government, you tell the truth, well, what happens? Well, you lose your job. You went out there and told the American people the truth and exposed us, you're fired. But if you go out there and you lie like the best of them, oh, man, you're going to get promotion after promotion after promotion. Look at the people in the IRS that got promoted. Well, one resigned. Ooh. How about the other one? She's now running Obamacare. She's now running the IRS section. I can't remember her name, but she's She's just a piece of trash. It doesn't matter what her stupid name is. The woman is up to no good. She has taken away your doctor, taken away your health care plan, taken away your health care, period, is what she's done. And she's going to implement that. She's going to make sure that you're not going to get your health care, and it's going to cost you more for it. Care. That's the word you need to concentrate on. It's not care. You might have insurance, but you don't have the care to go along with it. Yeah, we really did a great job. We really got all those people insured that were uninsured, and all the people that were insured, they've now got a better plan. They can get free abortions, and the costs are down. Oh, yeah, this is wonderful. And now Ms. Landrieu has the audacity to complain? Excuse me, honey. Again, I can't let this go. I'm sorry, but you broke my heart. You were one of the very few Democrats that I actually defended. Well, I can't do that anymore. I'm not going to defend any Democrat. They don't deserve defense. Even if they're on the right, I'm still not going to defend them. I'm tired of taking it in the backside from these people. And I do not feel sorry for you, Ms. Landrieu. You showed your incompetence when you went out there and you went and told all of your constituents that they'd be able to keep their health care plan, keep their doctor, and everything was going to be rosy, was going to be less, $2,500 less. And you accepted a multi-billion-dollar pork sandwich for your state. Not to say that, you know, we shouldn't have helped out the state of Louisiana after Hurricane Katrina, but... You don't put that kind of pork on a health care bill. You didn't read the bill, Miss Landrieu. Then you come out and you tell the world that you're so embarrassed that you can't travel to Europe because you're so embarrassed because we don't have health care. Meanwhile, your constituents can't even travel to the supermarket to put food on their table. Don't you think they're embarrassed that they don't have enough money to feed their families? That, to me, is embarrassment. But because you can't travel to Europe without showing your face because you're embarrassed? Just exactly how far away from reality can you possibly get, Ms. Landrieu? You have no one to complain for yourself. You didn't read the bill. That's incompetent, Ms. Landrieu. You didn't do your job. If you were in the private sector, yes, most definitely you would have been fired immediately. You would have not been able to receive a pension. You would have been fired. You would have been physically removed from the building, for Christ's sakes. You have no one to complain. So then she gets on the plane, Air Force One, with the president, flies back to her home state, and then doesn't go to his, his little function of sorts, his little... Well, he's still trying to sell Obamacare. The only thing this guy knows how to do is campaign. That's it. He doesn't know how to govern. He knows how to campaign. Because campaigns, well, all you got to do is say anything you want. As long as the people are cheering and passing out because they're, you know, the mere presence of the king. All the blood rushes out of their head and they pass out. So her panties are all in a wad now, which shouldn't be. She's got no one to complain but herself. She's at fault. She's the reason why this country has this Obamacare. Her and every other Democrat who voted for it. All of them. There was one Democrat that did not vote for Obamacare. There might have been one or two, but probably not in office anymore. Not one Republican. Not one Republican voted for Obamacare. If you haven't picked up on what the hell this conversation is about by now, well, then you never will. Stay out of the conversation. Republicans, zero voted for for Obamacare. And we've seen how this Obamacare has turned out to actually be. So who's really looking out for you, America, huh? Is it the Democrats that are stealing money from the middle class? Are those ones looking out for you? Hmm? I mean, it's really not surprising with, I don't know if anybody watched those hearings yesterday, but again, I mean, these hearings, they go nowhere. They got all these people up there. They don't answer the question. They can't answer the question. Why the frig are they even there? I mean, this jackwagon, this Henry Chow, I mean, this piece of garbage, what the hell he's doing up there? It's just, why is he even there? He's supposedly supposed to be the so-called tech officer for CMS in charge of stuff. He's like, you know, one of the big ones. He's the tech guy. But we don't really know what his role is because he's not the actual guy. Well, who is he? What does he do? And here he is to tell you this in his own words. Well, he was. Hello?
Defendant's health secretary argued that the website bugs aren't necessarily her fault. Quote, Kathleen Sebelius doesn't write code. She wasn't our IT person. Who is the IT person? Who's the person in charge? Who's the person responsible? Who's the one who signed off on this before it went public?
The person that's responsible is our administrator, Marilyn Taugner.
And did she base her decisions on the memo you sent her on the 27th? Is that right? Isn't that the authority to operate memo?
I think that's...
the president talked about IT person. Ms. Taugner's not an IT person. Who's the IT person? Is that Mr. Van Roekel?
I don't know.
Is it Mr. Park? Is it Mr. Childs? Which of you is that person?
I don't know. I didn't speak to the president.
No, but he refers to a person. Who would it be? Who's the IT person in charge?
I don't know what the president was referring to.
What a smartass. I'm sorry, but what a smartass. Mr. Chow, you should have been removed. These people, every single one of these people, I'm sorry, but Mr. Issa, if you guys in Congress have power to hold these people in contempt, you need to do it. You need to start putting these sons of bitches in handcuffs and keeping them in locked behind frickin' bars until they start answering these goddamn questions. American people's lives are at stake here. People are going to die from these goddamn people. People are going to die from these incompetent frickin' people. That's right. If you get cancer right now, you're going to die. You're not going to be able to get the specialist that you need because you have to travel too far, and you can't afford to travel there because you lost your goddamn job. But you can get a free abortion. Oh, that's great. Wonderful. Wow. I got cancer all over my goddamn body, but at least I can get a free abortion. That makes me feel warm and fuzzy. I still don't think that these people really fully understand, especially this government, this administration, they do not fully understand the magnitude of the situation because they're not being affected. Their lives are not going to be affected. They get cancer, no big deal. They can go to all the specialists they can. They can go anywhere. Guess what? Taxpayer pays for that. But you get cancer, you pay for it. Is that fair? Huh? How many people have lost their jobs thus far? Millions. And there's only going to be more people losing their jobs, more people losing their health care. The quality of life in this country has just shot to crap. People in Virginia, you voted for more of it. Do you not understand what you have done to the rest of the country? Why can't you people in the government understand what you have done to this country? What are you doing to this country? How can you sit there with a goddamn smile on your face? Huh? And these smart-ass answers you're giving, Mr. Harry Chow? You piece of trash? You people need to start taking this goddamn seriously. American people are losing their lives. They're losing their livelihoods. For what? Because you assholes refuse to admit that you screwed up? So you see, so instead of you admitting that you screwed up, you saving face by continuing and doubling down and tripling down and quadrupling down on your frickin' lies. You are hurting people. Mr. Obama, you're the main man in this whole goddamn mess. Start taking your job seriously, and I mean right goddamn now. I have had it with you people. I have had it! What you people are doing to this country is absolutely a tragedy. A travesty. It's treason is what it is. Right down to the goddamn bone! It's treason! That's exactly what it is! Don't think for one second that it's not, because that's exactly what it is. You weren't helping anybody with this. You were destroying people's lives, and you're doing it deliberately! And now you're going to come up with a fix? What's your fix? There's only two fixes that you can do. There's only two things that need to be done right now to fix this problem. Number one, a complete repeal of Obamacare. Number two, this entire goddamn administration resigns. That's the only thing that's going to fix this mess. Actually, number three, you people out there that are going to go to your voting booth, you need to start voting responsibly, because you people put this into effect. You did it. When you went to the voting booth, you voted for this son of a bitch twice. Twice. And now you're going to complain that you don't have any health care anymore? Look in the goddamn mirror. You're the one who did it. The rest of the people do not need to suffer because of your goddamn incompetence. I have had it. This is absolutely unacceptable. There needs to be some people in jail. What you did in Benghazi, for Christ's sakes. What you did with Fast and Furious, IRS. America, you need to start waking up with this. Maybe you're not going to wake up until you do get cancer and you can't get a specialist. You don't have a job. You can't travel hundreds of miles to get to a specialist. Huh? Is that what it's going to take before you finally wake up? What's it going to take for you people to finally wake up? What? Huh? This is just, I'm sorry. I don't care if you just got all upset because I just got upset. I don't give a damn. But I'm going to remain upset, and I'm going to remain angry. That's right, I'm angry. You hear that, Ms. Feinstein? I'm an angry underwear blogger. You hear me, Ms. Feinstein? It's okay for you to start taking away everybody's First Amendment rights, Second Amendment. You just go on down the line. Just start removing rights. Well, we need to start removing you. Because it's the reason you people who go into the voting booth and vote for these people, that's the reason why we're in this mess that we're in. I don't feel one bit sorry for any of you. This needs to stop. Why are these people even in these meetings? Why are they even in these hearings? And most of the committee wasn't even there. I mean, you can't even get the goddamn committee to take this seriously. I mean, what the hell is going on in this country? What is happening? There should not be one single person in this country that is satisfied with how things are going here right now. And if you are, you are the problem. You're not part of the problem. You are the problem. Christ! Well, who's the IT person? Well, I don't know what the president was talking about. That's not the goddamn question, you idiot. The man, that Henry Chow, should have been thrown in handcuffs, thrown in jail right then and there for contempt. Who's the person that's writing this? Well, we don't know. Well, how could you not know? They do know. They're not telling you. It's called a lie. You people are so fucking used to it, so used to getting lying, I just cuss, and I'm sorry. I apologize. I got to put a quarter in the jar now. I apologize for that. I did not mean to go that far, but I did. But you people pushed me. I didn't get there on my own, just to let you know. I was not put there on my own. I did not get there myself. You people pushed me there. You put me there. So if you don't like the way I'm talking, you need to change your ways. I'm reacting to you. So if you don't like my attitude, you need to change yours first. You'd be surprised how quickly mine will change. Just like that. Problem, I'm sorry. But I have a problem with people taking away my rights, my liberties, my freedoms, my way of life. Taking away my thoughts, my feelings. All for some illegal alien can get free health care. Yeah, that's right. Oh, you didn't hear about that? Oh, really? Oh, well, it just goes to show you just how much you Democrats really don't know. Let me see if I can find this in here. Here it is. Obamacare for illegal aliens. Right here it is. Which can include, drum roll please, Al-Qaeda. Yeah, imagine that. I wonder if the president didn't design that on purpose. He's already loosening sanctions for Iran. He obviously wants them to get a nuclear weapon. Because he doesn't like Israel. He wants to see Israel wiped off the face of the map. He wants to see most of this country wiped off the face of the map. Really? He doesn't want to do that? Well, then how can we have all these problems if that's not what his goal is? What is his goal? I mean, Benghazi, Fast and Furious, IRS, NSA, Obamacare. Stripping your Second Amendment, your First Amendment, your Fourth Amendment. You don't have a Fourth Amendment anymore. They can come into your house any goddamn time they want to. Strip search you, cavity search, anything they want. They're the government. Is this really the kind of country you want to live in? I don't. I will not comply. I don't care how many badges you have on your chest. I don't care how many guns you have. I really don't care. I will not comply. I will not play with you. Okay? More people like me need to stand up and say, no, we're not going to play with you. We're not going to let you play with us any longer. It's not the police force that I have a problem with. It's the police force that I have a problem with. We have too many law enforcement officers arresting too many people for these stupid crimes. We've got too many people in prison that have no reason to be there. Look, I don't care if you don't like marijuana. I don't care. But smoking a joint, you need to be in prison? I'm sorry, you don't. Some states still do it. Most states now don't care. Colorado now has this sniffer radar. They put it up to your nose, and they're sniffing out who's smoking pot. Well, here's an idea. Why don't you go out and try to find somebody, stealing from the middle class, taking away people's rights and liberties, taking away their doctors and their health care plans, and making them travel hundreds of miles to see a specialist that they have to pay for out of their pocket. How about that? Huh? Why don't you go after those people? Those are the people really committing crimes. But see, you're a coward. That's why you don't go after them. You are cowardly. Unless, if you go after some guy who's smoking pot versus going after somebody who's taking away all your rights and liberties and freedoms, that makes you a coward. Well, I'm not a coward, and I'm not afraid to fight these people, and I'm not afraid to stand up to them, and I'm not afraid to tell them to their face. Of course, you never will. You can't beat these people. You can't get them face-to-face. And then what do? You start screaming at them, and they have no idea what the hell you're talking about because they're stupid. They are stupid, stupid people. I'm sorry, but they're stupid. You do stupid things. You say stupid things. What else am I supposed to think? You're intelligent? Because you say stupid things and you do stupid things? That makes you intelligent? Nancy Pelosi, you're an idiot. You are a stupid, stupid woman. Please keep your mouth shut. Oh, that's right. You have been. Where have you been? Obamacare is burning, and where's Princess Little Pelosi? We got to pass the bill so we can find out what's in it. Well, we already knew what was in it. And now Mary Landrieu, she's just now finding out what was in it. Hey, wait a minute. Whoa. Was that a message? I wonder if that was a message to the Democrats. I wonder if that's who Nancy Pelosi was talking to when she said that. We have to pass a bill in order to find out what was in it. Was she talking directly to her Democratic caucus? Who was she talking to? And why would she say that? Don't you think you would want to find out what the hell the bill is in the bill before you pass it? I mean, that's just me. Am I wrong? Obama's easing of the non-citizen Medicaid enrollment process opens up Medicaid to being overwhelmed by fraud. This problem is compounded by the Navigator Assistant Program being on the honor system. Huh? There is no honor in this administration. So in order for you to get navigators to use the honor system, you would need an establishment, the administration, in charge of it, to have honor, to ensure that their navigators would be honorable. Key word in that was bull. While this development represents a major financial threat to the survival of Obamacare, new regulations established by Obamacare to cover Medicaid enrollment have created a major threat to the United States' ability to administrate that far larger benefit program. So, non-citizens are now eligible for Medicaid and CHIP. It's not a new development. However, the documentation and verification process for such enrollments were significantly eased by the regulations in the Affordable Care Act. In other words, they made it just very easy for all these people who don't live in this country to sign up for Medicaid. Guess who pays for that? That's right. If you're in the middle class, get ready to empty your wallets. Boy, won't that be fun. And Republicans and Tea Party, we're the haters. Yeah, we're destroying America. Yeah, we're the racists. Yeah, we have a war on women. Yeah, so all those women who get cancer, breast cancer, and this and that. Well, there's no hospital close by you that can handle this because those people aren't in Obamacare. So you gotta go. Well, you gotta go about 150 miles that way. Yeah. And you're going to get somebody, and I'm sorry, but if you don't know the Indian language or the Afghani language, you might want to brush up on it so you can have a conversation with your doctor because he doesn't speak English. And the Tea Party, we're destroying America because we're extremists, because we follow a constitution. There I go again with the C word, got to put another quarter in the cuss jar. And I apologize again. I'm sorry. But it happens. What are you going to do? There was no bloodshed. Nobody got hurt. We've all heard the word before. We've all said it before. So quit your whining. Quit your complaining. Quit your sniveling. Shut up and get over it. Move on. Getting fraudulent applications for Medicaid or CHIP approved is now easier and thus more likely. The risk is increased by the security concerns inherited in the Navigator Assistant Program. You know, these are professionals. Well, yeah, sir, you know. They haven't finished their training yet, but they can try to answer your questions. No. If you haven't finished your training, you have no business even looking at a customer. And that starts from the top. That shows that this entire administration, from the president down, the incompetence in this entire government, including Congress, and in a lot of cases, especially Congress. And you Republicans had a perfect opportunity. I am so fed up with you. I am so disgusted with you. Mr. Boehner, I am sick of you. You had a perfect opportunity. The perfect opportunity to stand up and fight for the American people because you knew goddamn good well this stuff was going to happen, and you let it happen. Mr. Boehner, you let this happen. All you had to do was hold the frickin' line. The American people would have been on your side. Maybe you haven't read the poll numbers, but they're on your side now. All you had to do was hold the line for two more weeks. Coward! Mr. McConnell, accepting that pork sandwich? I'm sorry, but I hope you don't get one vote in your entire state. You make me sick. Time to zip the lip and go retire, for crying out loud, please. It's time for you to retire. Mr. King, you're done. You are done. You are done in New York, Mr. King. You were my congressman, and I mean the word were. I guarantee you, we are going to do everything we can to make sure that you lose your job, Mr. King. You are the fraud, Mr. King. You are the fraud. Proved you were the fraud. You will lose your job. Update your resume, Mr. King. You've just been fired. Applications attempting to register for Medicaid as non-citizens by using healthcare.gov. Maybe that's why there's so much traffic. You got all Al-Qaeda trying to get free healthcare. They can't get healthcare in the middle of the desert. Out there living in a cave. Eating bugs. So applicants attempting to register for Medicaid as non-citizens by using healthcare.gov will have their identification checked in real time by the SAVE, SAVE, Systematic Alien Verification for Entitlements database. Let me say that one more time, because, there's some words in here that just simply didn't make sense. Systematic Alien Verification for Entitlements. How is an alien, an illegal alien, whether they're illegal or not, how is a non-citizen awarded entitlements? Isn't that supposed to be for the citizens of the country? How is anybody who's not a citizen of this country, why are they allowed to receive entitlements? How does this happen? How do we allow these people to continue to do this? Say verification fails while the applicant is not prevented from enrolling in Medicaid, CHIP, CHIP. In fact, it's just the opposite. You see, the applicant is likely enrolled in Medicaid immediately. So if the verification fails, instead of not getting signed up to Medicaid, you're automatically enrolled in Medicaid. And guess what? You get that for free. Yeah. That's a hell of a deal. Well, if you're an Al-Qaeda jihadist, hell, you can come over to America. You can kill as many as you want. And, you get hurt. Well, you got Medicaid. You can go to any hospital you want to. Yeah, fix me up. Give me that Obamacare. Then once you fix me up, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to blow the entire hospital up. How about that? Is that what you want? Is that the kind of country you want to live in? The applicant is then given a 90-day period to clear up the identification problem. Oh, that's nice. You give the customer 90 days to say, hey, I'm not a real citizen. I don't deserve this free medical care. Yeah, they're going to be jumping in line to they just can't wait to get on the horn and call the government and say, hey, I don't deserve free stuff. Yeah, that'll happen. This enroll first, confirm later regulation, combined with the ACA's easing of verification requirements, allows anyone from a computer anywhere in the world to successfully auto-enroll for 90 days of Medicaid by entering fraudulent information about being a certain category of legal alien living in the United States. Again, this goes to, why is this website even up on the even up? This is the most insecure website, and don't think for one second that there's not going to be hundreds of thousands, quite possibly even millions of people that are going to be affected by this. Just think of how many people are going to have their information stolen. They're going to take all this information, and you know what they're going to do, and they just sell it. They just sell it to other con artists. They don't have to go out and get the information. Here it is. Give me a whole bunch of money, and you can take all this information you want to and do whatever you want to with it. Anybody who ever enrolled into this healthcare.gov, get another bank account somewhere and don't tell anybody about it. I mean, that's what I would do. I mean, I'm just looking out. I mean, think about it. This isn't secure. It has been admitted by these people it's not secure, but yet it's online. And they're demanding that you go online and give out all your personal information so all these hackers can take it from you. And if you don't, we're going to fine you. You're going to tell me that's responsible governing? You're telling me that's not criminal? Forcing somebody to put their private information out there so the entire world can steal it? That's not criminal? Just the thought of that is criminal. There's no guarantee that the state governments will take action to cancel these enrollments at the end of each application's 90-day period and identification has never been provided. The cancellation of unverified enrollments is left to each state's available manpower and political will. So in other words, if you live in a blue state, nothing will get done. God almighty. I mean, this just, it doesn't stop. This stuff is, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And more and more and more and more and more and more and more. Yeah, okay, it provides a little, you know, a little meat for Saturday Night Live and Jay Leno and the rest. But we're at a point where this is no longer funny. This is not a comedic situation. There is absolutely no comedic qualities in this whatsoever. This is very dangerous, and I'm sorry, but there's just far too many people that just don't care. I mean, he's got half the people in California. They think Martin Luther King just died the other day in a car accident, for Christ's sakes. And these are voters. These are why the Nancy Pelosi's are in office. These are why the Harry Reid's are in office. This is why a president is in office. This is why we have this Obamacare that doesn't work. This is why we have it. Obamacare does not allow any information entered into healthcare.gov to be used for legal action against illegal immigrants like catch and release an applicant could attempt fraudulently enroll repeatedly. Imagine that. You get a roll repeatedly. Repeatedly. You can do it more than once. Huh. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. I don't know what's going on here, but I think we got some technical difficulties going on. I don't even know if I'm even on the air anymore. What the hell? What's going on here? Are we even on the air? Oh, God almighty. I can't believe this stuff. We're off the air. We're not even on the air. Ridiculous. All right, I think we're back on the line. I apologize. I apologize for that. I don't know what happened, but Blog Talk Radio, for whatever reason, just cut out. The whole thing just stopped, just smashed. Obviously, healthcare.gov people are in charge of this. I don't know what the hell's going on here today. Probably the NSA. Don't like that I'm criticizing people for, well, destroying this country. Well, yeah, I am going to criticize you, and you're going to deal with it. I don't remember where the hell I was at. Technical problems. But this was not my fault. I didn't even touch anything. I'm over here minding my own business. So in any event, back to, well, where we were, wherever the hell we were. So in other words, if you are an Al-Qaeda member and you're living in a cave and you don't have any health care because you raped too many goats and you got some kind of very strange venereal disease, well, you can just sign up with Obamacare, get free Medicaid. You can fraudulently do it. You can do it more than once. That's right. You, the middle class. Get ready to get your wallet out. You don't need that wallet anyway. What do you need that wallet for? It's got money in it. You don't need money. Money's evil.